McCarlin's through, he might go for it, still going, trying to barge his way through, goes to the shot, what a goal!
Arriving, Ryan O'Neill from an almost impossible angle, and that's the rousing score I'm now looking for.
This Connor Turbin kicks this one in, oh, that's absolutely superb.
Back to the Sideline Eye podcast. You're welcome to our club review show, and we're looking back at a few games that took place across the Armagh Leagues on Thursday and Friday. There are games also coming up on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, and we'll be covering them as usual with match reports and everything else, and we'll obviously give the results and whatever I mention on next week's roundup. But on this show, we're just focusing on Thursday and Friday's results across all six divisions. So starting once again in Division 1A, all these games took place on Friday night, and two second half goals from Oisin Hughes and James McCoy saw Armagh Harps overcome Cleve at Abbey Park, the final score being 2-9 to 1-10. Callum O'Hare netted for Cleve in the first half, and that gave them a 1-6 to 7 point lead at half time. And it was Cleve who really got off to a flying start in the game, and they kicked the first 5 points of the night with five different scores from Niall McGuinness, Callum O'Hare, Gareth Murphy, Oisin King and Adam Garvey, all raising the white flags. James McCoy opened the scoring for the Harps after 14 minutes of action, but Cleve followed it up with the first goal of the night from O'Hare. The Harps, who are managed by former Tyrone star Pascal Canavan, they began to take control of the contest then and kicked five of the next 6 points to leave the gap at just two for half time. The second half then, the home side shot ahead immediately with a goal from Hughes, while O'Hare and Micheál McNamee traded scores with Ryan McGeown and James McCoy at either end of the field, with McCoy claiming a second goal for the Harps to put them ahead. James Walsh and Callum O'Hare also cancelled each other out, while Oisin King kicked the final two scores of the night for Cleve, but it was too little too late as the Harps held on to win by 2 points in the end. Elsewhere, Cross McGlean, they enjoyed a 2 point victory as they saw off Drumontee 0-14 to 0-12, and the two teams were tied 7 apiece at half time. And Cian McConville, he lined out at centre half forward for Cross McGlean. He started at centre half forward for them. And also on Friday night then, a second half goal from Owen Grimley earned Madden a share of the spoils against Silverbridge, with the sides drawing 1-9 to 0-12 in the end. Silverbridge, they remain at the top of the Division 1 table with 7 points from their four games. That draw with Madden was the first time they have dropped a point this year. While Madden, they're back in action on Sunday again. They take on Division 1A champions Clannern, and I'm hoping to get to that game on Sunday, so we should have a full match report from that. In Division 1B then, Sarsfields, they earned their first points of the campaign when they beat Cullyhanna by the minimum of margins on Thursday night. Sarsfields pulled ahead early on in the game and enjoyed a 4-1 lead, with Eamon McGeown, Thomas McLean and Niall Kerr all prominent for the hosts, all playing really good stuff up front for Brendan Hughes' side. Cullyhanna were down a few of their key men and a few All-Ireland winners in the shape of the likes of Shea Hoey, Sean Connell and Kieran McCoy, but they did manage to narrow the gap to just 2 points before the half-time break. It was 6-4 heading into the final few minutes of the first half. But Sarsfields grabbed a goal through Eamon McGeown, and he palmed home from close range after good work from Niall Kerr, who was centre-half forward for Sarsfields, and that gave them a 1-6 to 0-4 advantage at the half-time break. Sarsfields were fit to hold Cullyhanna at arm's length for most of the second half, and they were 4 points up just heading into the final few minutes. Cullyhanna decided to put Pierce Casey into the edge of the square, and Tony Donnelly sent a long ball into the edge of the square, and it actually caught everybody out and sailed over everybody's head and ended up nestling in the bottom corner of the net. But it wasn't enough for Cullyhanna to get something out of the game, as Sarsfields held on to win 1-9 to 1-8. On Mullabon, they're still at the top of the Division 1B table following Friday night's 1-5 to 0-8 draw with Mahare. Like Silverbridge in the top division, that's the first time Mullabon have actually dropped points this year. They've got 7 from a possible 8. Also in Division 1B, goals from Michael McConville and a Lennox Kamara penalty saw Clonmacnoise defeat Cullaville on Friday night 2-7 to 1-9. There are two upcoming fixtures this week in Division 1B, and they're both on Tuesday night as Mahare hosts St Peters, while Clonmacnoise, they travel to Sarsfields. So down into Division 2A then, these games were all on Friday night as well, and Ciara Cruppen and Alecmore couldn't be separated on Friday evening, and they played out a 1-12 to 1-12 draw. Oisin McKeever slotted home a penalty for Alecmore, while it was Owen Woods who claimed the goal for Ciara Cruppen. Ciara Cruppen remained the only unbeaten side in the division, and they've recorded 2 draws along with 2 wins, and they're joined at the top of the table at the minute by St Paul's, who sit on 6 points. Ronan Clark's men overcame his former club, Pearse Hogue, the same team he won a senior championship with back in 2009, and St Paul's earned a 1-13 to 0-14 victory on Friday night. Jack Malloy, he hit Katie's all-important goal in their 3-point win over Grange, with the game finishing 1-12 to 1-15 in favour of Katie. Grange are out again on Monday night now as they host Pearse Hogue, and both teams are currently sitting on 2 points after 3 games, so a big game coming up on Monday night there. In Division 2B then, it was Beleek who picked up a really important win at the top of the table as they continued their winning start to the campaign with a 1-12 to 2-6 victory over Wolfe Tones. This was a huge game for both clubs, as both were currently tied at the top of the table with 3 wins from 3, but Beleek obviously just stepping ahead now with that 3-point win. It was Drew McVary who rattled the net for the visiting side, they were actually at home, Beleek. It was Drew McVary who hit the net for them, while Oisin Sweeney and Jamie Hawkey, from a penalty, raised the green flags for the Tones in their first defeat of the season. Waycross, they sit in 3rd position, tied on 6 points with the Tones, but just behind them on score difference. And Waycross, they beat Derry Noose on Friday night, earning a 2-6 to 0-10 victory. Aidan Finnegan, he rattled off both goals for Waycross, and they were both converted penalties, so that helped them pass Derry Noose. On Thursday night, Clonairn seconds and Clonmore were the only Division 2B game on, and Clonairn seconds just edged a brilliant encounter with Clonmore, a real high-scoring encounter, and they won 5-8 to 0-20 in the end. Michael McKelly hit 2 goals. Of course, he hit 2 goals as well last year in the Junior Championship Final for Clonairn seconds. He claimed another 2 goals for the Lurgan men on Thursday night, while Rory McConville, Rogan McVeigh and Evan McAreevy also claimed 3-pointers. It was a big night for 2021 Senior Championship winner and 2021 Club All-Star Ryan Henderson, as he made his first appearance of 2024 and he played corner forward for the seconds team. Not only that, but he had the unique experience of lining out alongside his son Cohen, who's a former county minor, and they both played their part in that win over Clonmore. Clonairn seconds are back in action now on Sunday at 12 o'clock as they take on Derry Noose. So both teams, it's a quick turnaround for them, taking on each other coming Sunday. So down to Division 3A then, and it's Middletown who lead the way there. They remain the team to beat in the Division 3A league as they picked up their 4th straight victory in a row, with a 1-10 to 0-12 triumph over College Lawn. Martin Moan slotted home a second half penalty after Rory McCann had been fouled, and that ultimately decided the contest with 1 point the difference in the end. Ballyhagan, they're the only other team in the division that have yet to taste defeat, and they earned their 3rd consecutive win on Friday night, and they beat St Michael's Newtown 5-15 to 2-12. It's the second week in a row that Ballyhagan have claimed 5 goals, and as they hit 5 goals last week against Fork Hill. And so that's 10 goals in 2 games for Ballyhagan. James McCormick was the top scorer this week as he hit 2-6, while Mark Hughes, who hit 2 goals last week against Fork Hill, he hit a hat trick on Friday night. So that's 5 goals in 2 games alone for Mark Hughes. On Portmore and Lasumman, they lead the way in terms of the chasing pack at the middle of the table, and both experienced wins in their respective contests at the weekend. On Portmore, they nudge past Fork Hill with 1 point to spur, 0-11 to 0-10, while Lasumman beat Arogue 0-14 to 0-9. Then in Division 3B, it's Thomas Davis who have continued their flying form at the top of the table, and they overcame Redmond O'Hanlon's 0-16 to 2-9. They are currently on 8 points, having won all 4 of their games, and Mullabrack are joint with Thomas Davis at the top of the Division 3B league table, as both have won all 4 of their opening games. Mullabrack beat Cleavey Seconds on Friday night by 2 points in the end, 2-7 to 1-9. Dorsey currently hold the 3rd spot in the table, having won 2 of their 4 outings, which included a 3-8 to 0-6 win over Madden on Friday night. St. Peter's Seconds, they picked up their first points of the campaign when they beat Clady 3-19 to 0-11. All 3 goals arrived in the first half, with Connor Lavery claiming 2 and Dylan Ward striking the other one. So that's our roundup. We unfortunately didn't get any interviews this week, but we'll be back hopefully with another interview and another roundup next week. We'll also be back hopefully this evening if everything goes to plan, as Armagh take on Down in the Ulster semi-final, and we'll hopefully get a few talking heads after the game and a few interviews, and compile a podcast to share on Saturday evening. Make sure to follow us on our YouTube and Spotify channels, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow all our social media pages as well. We're on Twitter, Instagram, on Facebook at The Sideline Eye. So everybody make sure to tune in to our podcast hopefully later on this evening. If not, it'll be out Sunday morning, and we'll be bringing match reports and everything else from the Armagh and Down game on Saturday night. So chat to you all again on Saturday, hopefully, and if not, on Sunday. Thanks for tuning in.
Harlan's through, he might go for it, still going, trying to barge his way through, goes to the shot, what a goal! Arriving, Ryan O'Neill from an almost impossible angle, and that's the rousing score I'm now looking for. This Connor Turbin kicks this one in, oh, that is absolutely superb.